بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. Consider the fact that someone like the Commander of the Faithful, peace be upon him, says, "The army is the fortress of the people." Nahjul Balagha, letter 53. It is the people's fortress. The Commander of the Faithful is saying this. This is not a joke. The army is the fortress of the people. In other words, the armed forces provide security. We must appreciate the armed forces. The honor and dignity of the armed forces must be considered to be one of the essential necessary issues. We must respect the armed forces. The armed forces provide security. Security is everything. If there is no security, there is no science, there is no economy, there is no peace of mind for families, and there is no comfort. Security is everything in a country. The armed forces provide security. The armed forces should be taken care of in different ways. Their presence should be valued and their efforts should be respected. This applies to those who establish the security on our borders as well as those who ensure security inside the country.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Some have safeguarded the borders so that insecurity does not creep inside the country from outside the borders. Some others have confronted those that create insecurity inside the country. This latter group is also valuable. They need to be taken care of. Well, the enemy has concentrated on this point as well. One of the things that our enemies stress is harming the value of the armed forces or damaging the honor and dignity of the armed forces. They work in these areas using all kinds of methods. We need to be mindful of this. There is a point that I would like to bring to the attention of the armed forces that I believe is very important. And that point is that the logic of power in Islam is not the logic of supremacy.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.